Remove Black Magic Specialist. How long have you had the feeling that something is standing in your way? If you have previously consulted healers or spiritual therapists and only experienced frustration, do not give up. This is the time to use a dependable professional. The spiritual world is wide and developed, and it is easy more than ever before to find a Remove Black Magic Specialist. Not all of them, however, are sufficiently proficient. Remember, an efficient and reliable process requires in-depth knowledge of Kabbalistic ciphers and codes studied for years. With many extensive experience and knowledge acquired through in-depth study, Samuel Zohar Yanai puts at your disposal a unique and thorough process according to the wisdom of Kabbalah and serves as your Remove Black Magic Specialist. Note that there will be no possibility to use his abilities to harm another person, but only as a Remove Black Magic Specialist. How do I stand out as a Remove Black Magic Specialist? Experience has taught me that each case is unique. Therefore, I first perform an in-depth diagnosis to identify all the circumstances of the injury and ensure a comprehensive response. The process will be adjusted personally and suitable for all members of faiths and religions. Canceling black magic requires a lot of concentration to be united with the spirit world and therefore, is carried out without the presence of a person. Remove Black Magic Specialist accompanying you at all times. The process will be repeated every 30 days to ensure complete removal and elimination of recurring spells. A thorough solution leaving no stone unturned. The removal process includes the removal of evil eye, ill wishes, and curses to ensure that any blocking is eradicated. After opening all the blocks, I will put defenses that will prevent repeated attacks. An inclusive empowerment process in the various areas of life. There is no point in using the services of a Remove Black Magic Specialist if the body and the sources of power in your life remain weakened and fragile. To ensure a beneficial process, I provide advice on vitamins and herbs to strengthen the body and provide business and personal coaching to enable you to recover properly. Rekindling the positive energy once all blockages have been removed and appropriate protections have been performed, I will reopen the positive energetic channels. Turn to a Remove Black Magic Specialist as soon as possible. Time is a precious resource when it comes to spell removal processes. The sooner we treat the problem, the worse it will turn. I put at your disposal all the knowledge I have acquired in my years of activity, in any field whatsoever, and am available to you for any questions and inquiries. Together, we will stop the deterioration. For more details, contact us now on the website, by phone or WhatsApp. How are healing plates used by a Kabbalah Remove Black Magic Specialist? A known method to cancel black magic, common among rabbis and Kabbalists, involves writing Kabbalistic ciphers using saffron on a plate. The person drinks water from the plate for 30 days, thus removing the damage. In most cases, a Remove Black Magic Specialist could not ensure success using such method. A one-time removal is ineffective, and without strengthening the body and mind, we are vulnerable to further attacks. Masters of Witchcraft, the Complete Guide. Witchcraft masters are powerful sorcerers and witches, which in many ways constitute the ancestors of witchcraft and the most powerful practitioners of magic on earth, throughout the ages. Witchcraft masters were spread all over the world, and there is no continent where such a tradition does not exist. The Chinese masters. In ancient Chinese tradition, the Yellow Emperor was known as a powerful ruler and sorcerer who lived in the 20th century BC. According to belief, the Yellow Emperor had vast knowledge in many fields, which included, among others, martial arts, economics, medicine, agriculture, astronomy, and astrology. During his reign, he developed witchcraft practices for the purposes of protection and defeating his enemies. Those were considered powerful and included communication with spirits and forces of nature. These abilities were partly learned by his heirs in the dynasty and by powerful sorcerers, but none of them reached his level in the field of spells and curses. The African masters. Masters were common in Africa only in certain kingdoms and tribes. Their personal power was quite limited, but at the same time extremely dangerous. African spells and curses drew their power from the gods themselves, and involved a cruel and dangerous combination with destructive forces of nature, spirits, statues, and cursed animals. Since there was no written tradition in African witchcraft, the traditions were passed down by rote memorization. The masters taught each other, and almost all spells were based on curses towards enemies, rivals, and competitors. The methods included invoking spirits, various voodoo rituals, using statues and poisons from plants and animals. All these caused the death of the cursed or bewitched. The Jewish masters. In the Jewish tradition, two masters are well known. The first is Balaam, son of Beor, who was a powerful master of spells and curses. His power lay in his words, which were used to cast powerful spells. The second is the Witch of Endor, who was considered a master of sorcery due to her tremendous ability to raise dead spirits from the underworld and thus bind them to the fate of living people, as in the case of King Saul. The Greek masters. The ancient Greek tradition had a great influence on the Western cultures later and brought to the world a number of outstanding masters. The earliest we know of is Circe, a witch who lived on a small island in the Mediterranean inhabited only by wild animals. According to various traditions, Circe was Hecate's daughter, the goddess of sorcerers, and learned the secrets of the craft from her. Among other things, she turned Odysseus' soldiers into wild boars, bewitched him, and made him stay with her on her island for a whole year until he finally managed to break free. In addition, several other great Greek masters are known: Pythagoras, a well-known philosopher and mathematician to whom the known law of triangles, Pythagoras' theorem, is attributed. In addition, Pythagoras harnessed his knowledge of mathematics to ancient numerology. Although there is no clear evidence of this, it is possible that this knowledge was also used by him for witchcraft. Simon Magus, Gnostic prophet and master of sorcery who used spiritual and energetic trance and amulets he developed himself to protect himself and his associates and students. As it appears, he did not practice black magic. Cornelius Agrippa is a prominent 15th century master of sorcery who wandered between Germany, France, and Austria. In addition to his knowledge of witchcraft, he also worked as a doctor and a respected astrologer in various royal courts in Europe. He wrote an important book in Latin called The Philosophy of Occultism. Among other things, Agrippa managed to save a young and powerful witch from the Inquisition's stake. Also, he served as an alchemist who turned various metals into gold, although not in commercial quantities, and would communicate with the spirits of humans and supernatural beings. John Dee. A 16th century alchemist and astrologer who was supported by Queen Elizabeth I. In the course of his work, Dee met another well-known sorcery master named Edward Kelly. Kelly had exquisite psychic skills. Using John Dee's enchanted crystal, he was able to communicate with spirits from all eras of history, including powerful and ancient spirits. Comte de Saint-Germain the Count is considered the most mysterious magic master of all. Some historians of witchcraft claim that Germain was actually an immortal alien who came to Earth to help humankind. The sorcery master Germain introduced many people to the elixir of life, a compound that made anyone who drank it immortal and forever young. It is not known to this day if only Saint Germain drank the elixir or if he shared it with others. Count Cagliostro. This master became so popular that various commercial illusionists and companies bear his name to this day. Cagliostro was a French master of sorcery and the student of a mysterious Greek master. Cagliostro traveled all over Europe and Asia and acted as a medium, fortune teller, etc. Aleister Crowley, the most famous wizard of the 20th century to this day, Crowley's sorcery power was powerful and relied on a vast knowledge of all areas of sorcery, magic, curses, mysticism, and channeling. He performed a binding of fate between himself and his loyalists by means of unique witchcraft. Want to learn more about the witchcraft world? Many more in-depth articles on the field await you on the site. To ensure effective and comprehensive elimination of black magic, Samuel Zohar Yanai, a remove black magic specialist, invites you to contact him and enter into a thorough process that will allow you to free yourself from all blockages. To answer any question and schedule a consultation, Leave details on the website, call, or send a message on WhatsApp.